Welcome, everyone, to the spookiest podcast presented at KRVM. We got Paranormal Activities right here, part two. I'm your host, Jaden.
I'm Tenzing. I go to Sheldon High School. I'm also a student here in the KRVM studio.
I'm Spencer, and I just go to Sheldon High School. I'm a senior.
And I'm Gage. I'm also a senior at Sheldon High School.
Yeah. And so today we're going to get into some spooky stories, maybe raise the hair on your arms a little bit, the back of your neck.
I think I got a story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
This is like a for real story, all right? Yeah. So my stepsister, when she moved out of the house, she had a boyfriend, and she became like a head chef, or I don't know what you call like a head person, a head cook in like a bakery. What would you call that?
Like a
baker?
Like a head baker, sure. Anyway, so she worked for this company, and she moved out to this. They were opening a new bakery in Portland, and so her and her boyfriend moved out there, and they started renting this house. And so the house seemed pretty normal. Maybe it was a little old. And there, anyway, but she, so like the house just got like, things started happening in the house that are like really weird. Like she, like for example, like when her and her boyfriend would be asleep, she would hear like rustling upstairs and things like that. And like, she swore for a while that like when she would go to sleep and then wake up, things would be moved. Like the TV remote might be in a different place, or like, I don't know, the chips, like Doritos might be out of the pantry and on the thing. And she asked her boyfriend if it was him. And he was like, no, this is weird. So things like that kept happening. And then, one day she woke up and the bath was completely filled. Like completely filled with water.
Can we get a quick time frame?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
When are we?
This is like she moved to Portland and she started noticing these things. Maybe this is like a 5 month period. Okay. And things were just like so weird. Like they would go to sleep and wake up and things would just be weird. And one day, her boyfriend was sleeping at a friend's house or like hanging out with the boys or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she woke up to some type of flash, like in the room, like almost like a camera flash, right? And then something scurrying away, and she thought it was just a dream. Anyway, and then her boyfriend comes back, and then like I don't know, like a month later, she and her boyfriend wake up because they hear rustling upstairs again, and you know those like. It's not like an entrance to an attic, but it's like one of those pop-up things that you could see upstairs, like not upstairs, but where like the, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Not like a ladder pull down.
Not like a ladder pull down thing, but you know, like sometimes in like a closet or like in like a room, there's like the cutout in the thing, yeah, and then you push it up and you can look in the thing. Yeah. So they saw that was open, and her boyfriend looks in there and flashes the light, and there's a homeless man in the attic.
What?
So there was a homeless man living in their attic for like 5 months. And he would
just eating their food.
Yeah. And yeah. Like yeah. And he would like come in and take pictures of her and her boyfriend and things like that. So they called the police.
As they should.
And so they called the police. They contacted their landlord. They got refunded on their deposit and they moved to a different house. But I thought that was a pretty crazy story that there's a homeless man living in their attic for 5 months.
Dude,
sorry.
I always think that kind of stuff is scarier than like actual paranormal stuff.
Because
I'm kind of a skeptic when it comes to like ghosts and demons and spirits and that
like
kind of
gems
stuff.
And like,
and yeah, gems. Like purple gems all that kind of stuff.
Dude, I got a nice spooky hunting story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, a hunting story?
This isn't a personal story, all right? Last time it was a little personal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But this time, this is a story that's been passed down from my grandpa.
Okay.
All right. So they're up at, I think it was Odell Lake here in Oregon, right? And they're hunting, and he's with my grandma, and they do this a lot. They go hunting. They got their rifles. And then it's about, I would say, 6:30. It's in the fall, so it's starting to get pretty dark. And so they're hunting. They're about to head back, and all of a sudden they start hearing this whistling. And they're in this kind of this valley, and they're right by this river, and they look up at the top of this hill, and there's this man and it's like a homeless man with like wearing a pair of boots, underwear, and a long sleeve shirt. He had very long hair, and he was just sitting up there whistling. And are we talking
in the middle of the woods?
In the middle of the woods.
He was just whistling.
He was just sitting
near a campsite.
Not even near a campsite. Literally, just in the middle of the woods. Okay. Sitting on a cliff, whistling, dangling his feet off the cliff. And that, like, I couldn't even imagine. Like, if I saw that in the woods, I would be terrified. Cause, like, who knows? Who knows what that guy knows about me currently? Like, he might be trying to attack me.
For real? Do you know if you're you say your grandpa, right?
Yeah.
Do you know if you ever like said anything to him? Or?
No, they walked the complete other direction because they were so terrified.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think out of anything in the woods, out of bears, panthers, demons,
a homeless guy.
Scary. A homeless guy is the scariest.
That's when you really got to whip out the pellet gun. You
know? That's when you need to whip out the pellet gun.
Did anything else happen, or they just look at the homeless guy?
They're like, all right, we need to get out of here.
Damn. Sounds like dude was kind of on a journey.
Yeah,
He ate the wild mushrooms in the woods.
I thought this was paranormal. Yeah, the wild mushrooms. I thought this was paranormal when I was little, but I remember I was sleeping. And I shared a room with my brother at the time, and we were pretty little, like maybe 8 or 9, maybe a little bit younger. And I remember hearing like my front door, like kind of like open kind of heavily. And my dog was like going crazy. And I was like, my parents weren't waking up, but like, I was like, I could visibly hear it. Mm-hmm. And my dog was like scratching at my parents' door. And then, I was like freaking out because I was like, there's someone in the house. I thought it was like, because I was young, I thought it was like a ghost. Turns out we were just getting robbed.
Oh.
And
I mean, that's some pretty paranormal.
And like,
that's scary, dude.
Yeah, I remember sitting there thinking it was like a ghost, but turns out this guy was actually just robbing our house.
He never came into your room or anything?
No, he just went in. There was we had a game room in the living room, and he took like the Xbox and like the laptop. My parents never woke up, but like their door at our old house was like unbelievably scratched because like our dog was like trying to get him to wake up. Damn. But I was just sitting in my room, dude. I was freaking out.
Dude, screw that.
That's kind of scary.
Could be paranormal.
Yeah.
Could have been a ghost.
Do we know for sure that it wasn't a ghost stole your Xbox?
I mean, could have been.
Ghost could have been the gamer, dude. You don't know.
That was back before we had Ring doorbells and all that.
Yeah, I remember also one time it was like 2 a.m. and I went downstairs to get some food. And then like, so my front door's glass. And you could see your reflection when coming down the stairs. I remember I was running down the stairs and I was like, my reflection isn't moving. It looks like it's just standing at the glass window. And so I go up close and there was someone standing at my door at like 2 a.m. And so I turn to my left and immediately run to my parents' room. And I'm like, Dad, you need to wake up. There's someone at the door and they're not knocking. Turns out it was a homeless lady asking if we had cans and bottles at like 2:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
Dude, that's actually one of the scariest things I can imagine.
Because I was running, like, I was right down there. I was like, dude, why isn't my reflection moving? I was like, what?
Dude, I'm just sneaking down for some Ruffles or something, and it's just someone staring at me. Oh,
dude, she didn't knock. I was like, what do you expect is going to happen? Yeah, I have some, get some kind of spooky stories, but they more involve like homeless people.
Yeah.
Gage, what do you have to say about that?
Homeless people tend to be a little scary. I'm going to admit it. I don't know. I'm not judging all homeless people.
No,
I'm homeless people. But sometimes, like you go downtown Eugene.
Speaking as Eugene resident.
Yeah, speaking as a Eugene resident, you go downtown Eugene trying to get some voodoo donuts. And all of a sudden, you see this guy with like hardly any clothes on, rolling around on the ground, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Dude, we've been to Jefferson Park underneath the bridge. That's residential area right there. They go crazy.
Dude, it's like a camp right there, like in that little grass area.
They're like about to raid the downtown, dude.
Yeah, you know that like little red, like whatever, it's like a piece of art or something.
Yeah,
like it's always just like gated off because all these people are just like in that little circle. Just
I went
like,
there one time community. And they, like these we were playing basketball and these homeless people, they grabbed like hula hoops and like jump ropes and they lit them on fire and started doing tricks with them.
That's actually kind
of
sick.
I have the videos of it.
That's actually kind
of
sick.
They started like this girl had like this massive hula hoop and she was just doing like fire tricks with it.
But have any of you guys ever been to LA?
No.
I have. not for an extended period
like
of time.
The homeless people in LA kind of goated, dude. They're kind of funny. They're like, they're talented. I feel like the homeless people in LA like choose to be homeless.
They're like cracked out. Like they're not the kind of people that are just gonna attack
you.
Yeah, dude.
They're just
right?
like they're just like green. Stupid. They're just like greened out and chilling.
Yeah, they're
I think
crazy.
They're beyond greened out.
Yeah, but no, like, they're a little bit more than that.
But like the homeless people here are like wild. And I remember Jefferson Park. I remember when I was a kid. And I lived here. That park was like beautiful and like nice. And then I moved back, and it's like actual dump.
Well,
town.
Yeah, it's like underneath the bridge, and it's like two basketball. Well, I remember like when I used to live in Cottage Grove. Like it's a small population, but like 50%, 60% was like homeless drug addicts.
Yeah.
And I remember we would walk home from middle school, and I have the video of this. We went under. We were walking. We're like, let's go under this bridge, and then we were like going down there and. And we're like, saw all these tents, and we're like, we're
it's
like
a secret society down
like,
here.
We're like, dude, this is awesome. And we start going, we're like, anyone down here? Anyone down here? And then I'm like, I tell my friend Tristan to go in this tent because I'm like, let's go see what's in there. And he goes to like touch the tent. This guy's like, what do you guys want? And so we just run out, and then we go back there the next day, and we see this homeless guy like across the street. And we're about to go, and he's like, "Get out of my house!" He has a wooden chair, and he's running at us with a wooden chair, trying to hit us. And he's like, "Get out of my home! Leave!" We never went back.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he had a good sign to not come back.
Yeah,
he
was trying to hurt us, telling us get out of his home.
Hey, you gave
one guy,
warning.
Pretty sure threw a brick. Never hit it. We just ran.
Do you guys know where what's that hobby store downtown?
Hobby Lobby? I don't know.
No. It's like a hobby store, like where you get like model kits and like RC cars.
Eugene Toy and Hobby?
Yeah. Eugene Toy and Hobby. So my dad used to take me there when I was a little kid. And one time I saw my dad like get in a full-on fist fight with this homeless guy, or like seemingly homeless guy. And like my dad was bloodied and bruised, had like a halfway broken nose. It was crazy down by like where that is. So we went to.
Did they just start brawling or like?
So we went. So I'll tell you the story. This is how I remember it. I'd have to like contact my dad and get him to tell me the story. But so it was like after like I don't know like a couple weeks after Christmas, and my grandma, my dad's mom, had given me like Christmas money, and so I was with my dad for that weekend. So we were like, you know, shopping around, just trying to spend my Christmas money, right? And I was like, I don't know, maybe I was like 8 or 9. And I don't remember what caused the argument, but I remember this guy outside of Eugene Toy and Hobby, like laying down outside the door. And the homeless guy gets up and like squares up to my dad, and my dad just like straight like just a nice clean jab to the face. And then the homeless guy like tackles him. My dad's like punching him in the ribs. And then the homeless guy gets him on the ground and is like going like this, his face. And it was crazy. The cops got called, and the homeless guy got arrested. My dad was fine.
So then we went
to go get donuts afterwards.
Ew.
Yeah, I have a story like that from 8th grade. So I remember I used to play football. And we would go to the high school early in the morning before middle school started to do workouts in the morning for football. And me and my friend Curtis, this guy was kind of big for like, he was like 5'8", 5'9", and he was like 190 in like 8th grade. This dude's a big guy.
Yeah.
And we were walking back to the middle school because school was going to start, and we were walking back from workouts. And we like walked by this bench, and we noticed there's a guy sitting on it, but we didn't think he was going to do anything. And so we walked by. And he grabs my friend Curtis's leg and, like, peeks his head out. And before the guy can speak, Curtis just, like, ground slams his face into the concrete knocks him out. And then,
Curtis would.
And then we just keep walking like nothing happened. And I was like, dude, what? Like, this guy was, like, actually knocked out cold. Like, it was bad. I was like, I was like, dude.
Jaden, you have any spooky or uncomfortable stories like that?
I don't have any like extensively long spooky stories, but I have a couple spooky incidents from like when I was younger. So when I was younger, probably from when I was born to the age of like 7 or 8, my mom's mom lived with us because she was single. She was pretty old. She had like an oxygen tank that she had to carry around with her. So she just kind of needed help, like just living pretty much. And so she lived with us. And by the time I was like 8 or 9, I believe, she passed away. And I just remember like like nights after, like for like weeks after she passed away. I wasn't the only one hearing it. My mom was hearing it too. We would be like laying there trying to fall asleep, and like I said, she would have an oxygen tank back when she was alive, and she would always just be coughing a lung up every night. And for like weeks after she passed away, me and my mom swore to God that we could hear somebody like coughing from the room she used to live in, like during the night.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. And then
something like that kind of happened to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like a trauma thing, or not even trauma, but just like so used to it.
This wasn't like a person thing, but my there was a vacant room at my house now that like no one stayed in. And my brother had like a bunch of toys put in there, and there was this one like Star Wars Darth Vader mask that he would put in there. Darth Vader mask in there. And it'd be in the middle of the night, and all you hear is like you'd hear Darth Vader talk at like various times in the night. Yeah. And it was like, dude, I was like, what is that?
Yeah, for real.
Just like a heavy breathing and like, come to the dark side. Yeah. Like I thought there was like a demon just like trying to take me, dude. I was like, this is horrible. And I was like pretty young, so it was pretty scary. And going off of that, I remember my dog. Like my dog is like from a shelter, and he was like beat when he was like a pup. So he like he didn't start barking till like 6 years after we got him. So this was pretty horrifying to me. I remember he went upstairs because I think I had like food, and he wanted food. And I went in that room because he was like just staring at it. And I remember him like there's like one of those big closets in there that you have to open up, so it's like kind of a scary closet. I remember him just stopping and just, he's never barked before this. He just started barking at the closet door, like nonstop. And I was like, yeah. I'm not going in there. I was like, yeah. I remember I just grabbed him and just threw him out of the room and just closed the door. I didn't want to, I mean, there obviously probably wasn't something in there, but I've never seen him bark at anything. So seeing him just stop and just started barking at the closet door was pretty horrifying.
All right, I got one more story.
Okay.
Because it's not a scary one. It's a good story. It's more funny. So, one time, I was flying to Denver, Colorado. I was with my parents because my sister had a volleyball tournament over there. And so I like to go places, so I just tagged along with. And so we get to the airport, and it starts storming. And so our flight gets delayed. And now, inevitably, now it's like 10:30. And I'm pretty tired. We haven't even left the airport yet to be flying to Denver. Mm-hmm. And so we eventually get on our plane. We board our flight around 11 o'clock. And then I'm just trying to pass out. I can fall asleep on airplanes like instantly. It's super easy for me. But this one time I got seated separated from my family, and I had to sit next to this little kid. And I kid you not, this little kid didn't know what headphones were or what volume was either, because I was just trying to sleep the whole night.
Dude, it's the
worst. And this is what I hear. Of this guy playing Angry Birds all night. And I don't know what, like,
dude, I love that noise, Gage. Gage's just the best noise you've ever made.
Dude, that happened to me like yesterday.
And I'm just trying to sleep, and I can't go to sleep. And then he starts playing some like Bad Piggy. He starts playing Candy Crush. He starts playing all the games. And I'm just trying to sleep. And by the time I fall asleep, we have landed in Denver.
I swear to you, they need to start making airplanes for like 5-year-olds and younger, because they just ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, dude. Like, I feel like they need to like they have first class seating. They have coach. They need to make like kid seating, dude. Yeah. Baby seating.
Yeah, just leave them, like, lock them in a room in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Balls
or going off that story, I remember. So I went to the sushi place last night, and this guy was like on his phone, and he was texting his friend, but they were doing like voice memos. Like voice like videos back and forth. And this guy, his friend was doing like an alien filter, so he had like no headphones on, so this guy would be talking to his friend, he'd play the message and be like, how are you? This is like a dude, like, he's like, come to the house tonight. He was like in an alien voice, dude. It was like, I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? I was like, bro, I gotta put on headphones.
I'm good on time.
We're at 30 minutes, so we could probably wrap her up here.
Yeah,
I think we've shared our fair share of stories.
We got some spooky ones.
Oh, yeah.
We got some scary ones. We got some
uncomfortable,
spooky
stories.
Yeah, we got it all. So it was a pleasure. Thank you, fellas, for coming in and sharing.
Yeah,
so, all right. Mm-hmm. All righty. You guys have a good one.